Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I feel like I get videos from you you do this every Friday.
I know. Well, I'm looking for fun stuff to share with the crowd and, you know, have some fun. So,
picture you like laughing and then maybe doing some jazz hands yourself.
Right. And then my wife's like, what are you doing? You need to go walk the dog. I got to watch one more video. So, yeah. At least I'm looking at like fun stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like there's plenty of other things on the internet I could be looking at that, you know, if I'm not looking at funny videos like that, I'm looking at cars. That's what I'm doing. Right. So 877-213-4LOU. Hey, this show, we're going to talk a lot about the kitchen today. And we've got some interviews and people that are talking about different aspects of the kitchen. I'll give you some advice of what I think works and doesn't work. Our kitchen remodel show today is sponsored by Alexander Lumber, your one-stop shop for all your professional material needs. Good morning to Joe Brand and to Don. How are we doing this morning, gentlemen?
Morning, Lou. Doing well.
Good morning. Good morning.
Don, with the tight new summer cut right before the haircut season's over.
Yeah. I had to do it.
You kind of look like a bad butt linebacker.
Bad butt?
Well, I can't say another word.
Thank you.
I can't say that.
Oh, no, I get it.
I'm too old school. I can't say that. Bad butt.
Quite the alteration.
Bad bunny. Yeah. You look like Bad Bunny.
I've never heard the PC version of that, though.
Bad butt.
I get you, though. Thank you.
I like that. A little summer cut right at the end of summer. Yeah. High and tight.
The lady was like, I think there's like 4 pounds of hair on the floor. I was like, yes, it feels like
that. Joe, did you ever get the high and tight?
Not in a while.
Not in a while.
No, I'm a little self-conscious about when
the shape
my hair
of your melon
when my yeah sure actually I do have a very small head. It's very hard for me to find hats.
So does Lindsay. She has a tiny little head.
I do, and I love bread.
And you love bread. And what's really interesting, I don't know if I've shared this with all of you before, but my wife, you've all met my lovely wife, her head is bigger than mine. She has a giant head.
You have shared this on many occasions.
Right. So, and I always remind her that, like, you know, going to buy a hat, like she'll pick up a hat and go, oh, that won't fit me. Oh, that won't fit me. And if I put it on my head, I look like I'm from Spanky and the Gang, like one of those little kids wearing like their dad's, you know, cowboy hat or something like that.
I know that feeling. Yes.
With the tiny little hat.
Every time, I put on a hat that's too big, I say I can go camping in it because there's just so much extra room.
Yeah, no, Don's looking good.
Thank you. It feels good.
Nicely done. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is the phone number. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. Let us know what we can do to help you this morning. On a quick little personal note, you know, our son is going to get married next year to the beautiful Amy. So she's I keep calling her my daughter-in-law already, but I mean, she's my future daughter-in-law. But her sister, Katie, and Ben are actually getting married today in Westchester. So congratulations to both of them. I hope you have it's going to be a beautiful day. And it's a great day it's always a great day to get married, right? So congratulations to both of them this morning. Let's talk a little bit about the kitchen. I want to start out with a couple of pieces of advice while Lindsay gets some calls lined up at 877-213-4LOU. One of the things that I think you'll find when you go to kitchen design shops or you start looking on Pinterest and areas like that, is that the styles are all over the place. Now, there's certainly, some trends when it comes to colors and things like that. White is still very popular. Gray, even black right now is a big trend. I wonder if you'd get tired of the black over time. But the thing that I want you to remember when it comes to a kitchen is an area where you can do a completely different style than the rest of your home. Now, you know, and I won't even say within reason, because even if it's open to the rest of the home or area like that, it is a specific defined space. And so if you wanted to do something that's colorful or bright or something that's muted or something that has different style cabinets, you know, one of the big trends in kitchens now is that you may have a base color for cabinetry, but then you'll have a wall of a completely different color of cabinet or even a different style. and it's a really interesting look. And so don't be afraid. I know that for a lot of people, it's tough to, you know, keep that stuff in order. Oh, I would never want to do that. You know, it goes back to, you know, the paint colors, right? And people getting worried about choosing paint colors in the fact that, you know, 50% of all paint sold is white. So, but in a kitchen, it's okay to do a completely different style and have fun with it, right? And, you know, the layout, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But when it comes to style, you can do anything you want. 877-213-4LOU. Let's get to the phone calls right now. This is Margaret, who's in Middle Village, New York. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How may I help you?
Okay, I have a toilet ghost flusher.
Uh-oh.
In two bathrooms. One is upstairs, because I have like three floors home in Middle Village, and it flushes, and then it stops. Then I get up. It's fine. Then it flushes, and I get up. The one in the kitchen just started maybe 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I noticed that there was a residue, and I'm the only one here. So it's like, okay, I clean it constantly. And it's like it looks like rust.
Sure.
But that flushes. So what I did was I went in the tank. I threw water in there. I cleaned it. But it's still causing that residue. But it's flushing more than the one upstairs.
Sure would be nice if that ghost would at least clean the toilet, right?
I mean, really, it's driving me batty. This one near the kitchen drives me crazy.
Okay, Margaret, Margaret, let me ask you a question. So when you take the lid off that toilet, there's an overflow tube, you know, that is in the back of the toilet, kind of in the center.
Right.
Do you know, when you look at that, where is the water level as it pertains to that tube? Is it right at the tippy top, or is it just below it?
Let me see. I'm going to go in there right now.
That's perfect.
Okay.
By the way, our first call this morning is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou, as Margaret goes to look inside her toilet. This is good radio right here. There she goes. Don't drop that.
Okay, it's actually, where is it? Okay, the tube, it's about an inch
below,
lower than that tube.
Okay, all right, so a couple things. There's two other things that are happening then causing this to flush. Either the flapper, the little thing that goes up and down connected to the chain, needs to be replaced, or the fill valve, that's the part that's connected to the water coming in. And do you have a ball on an arm, or is the float all over there on your left connected on the left side?
It's all connected on the left side.
Okay. So what I would try is articulating that ball up and down by hand. That water's clean, of course, and go back and forth to try and loosen it up to see if there's any calcification on the float. And then that flapper down low, the thing that I said probably what needs to get replaced, you want to buy a couple of inexpensive universal flappers. Corky is one of them that makes a really good universal flapper that should fit. It's very malleable, and you just unclip it from the side. You redo the chain, wipe the base of it off with a sponge, you know, where it sits in there, and I bet that'll solve the problem, and you'll probably get away without having to hire a plumber.
Okay, because now you said something about before, something with the ball and something in the...
Well, you don't have that. That if it was a really, really old toilet, there'd be an arm with a ball. But if everything's over if everything's on the left-hand side, and it could be that you need to replace the fill valve too, but I bet if you replace the flapper, just the flapper, $4 or $5 at the hardware store or the home center, and it's very, very easy to replace. There's even a picture on the back of the unit as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. Look, I need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, good morning, Lou.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm calling about replacing my outdoor Bilco or bulkhead door with either the polyethylene units or with the powder-coated metal. Do you have any thoughts about that? I know that the polyethylenes are very expensive,
yeah.
But are they decent, and do they hold up?
They do. I mean, you know, the reality of a Bilco door, are you using, for those that don't know, a Bilco door is a setup that, I mean, there's many manufacturers, but they're sort of the Kleenex of the whole thing. If you have a set of basement stairs coming out of your basement, and it's like that hatch that, you know, like if you were going down in the cellar during the Wizard of Oz type of thing.
Right.
Do you use the door a lot?
Yes.
Then I would do the powder coated metal. If it's a door you don't use a ton, you know, then the there's no question that the polycarbonate one will, you know, won't rust and it'll last longer. But the thing is that, you know, in Maine you get some pretty cold weather. You probably get a pretty good snow load, and over time that, while it's the integrity will stay the same, it won't stay exactly the same as the metal, in my opinion. And with the powder coat, if you're careful with it and you keep it clean, it's going to be a better option for you. And it's less expensive.
It's probably a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking. Yeah, right. It's not. I love Bilco doors. I've only had an opportunity probably to install a half a dozen of them over the years, but it's for me, I don't live in a home with a Bilco door, but it's a little nostalgic. I kind of like it.
Right. Yeah. So the difference is with the metal one, I'd have to bang out, because it's in a skin coat of cement.
Right.
And then in the back, it's under the shingles.
Right. Well, isn't the installation of both of them the same?
If I did the polyethylene, I would have to cut. I could cut out the back. I wouldn't have to go under the shingle.
Right. Well, the flashing part of it is very important, right? So we don't get a leak. So,
yes.
However, if you're buying the new door, don't cut any corners when it comes to installing this, because the last thing you want it to do is leak. And so whatever has to happen prior to this new door going in, from a flashing perspective and an anchoring perspective on the top of that wall, make sure that you're doing that correctly, because that's the kind of thing that'll come back to bite you back in the rear end if you don't do it right. Thanks so much for the phone call. I want to try and get as many calls this morning as I possibly can. This is Annie calling in from New York. Hey, Annie, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I get up early to listen to it.
You know what's so funny? I get up early to do the show. So you and I are like kindred spirits.
We're even. So I have a pedestal sink in my bathroom, and the drain corroded, and the plumber took it off. But he said he can't replace it, and he wants me to buy a vanity to replace my pedestal sink, but I would rather not do that.
Why can't he replace it?
He said that maybe the sink would crack and then it would have to be replaced anyway, or he really didn't give me a clear explanation.
How old, Annie, is the sink?
It's got to be 25 years old.
Hmm. I would probably get a different plumber. It makes no sense to me that unless there is something materially wrong with the sink, which I doubt there is. I mean, when you're looking at it, it looks fine.
It's in perfect condition.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds like somebody's trying to sell you a new vanity that you don't need. Where in New York are you, Annie?
In Somers. Northern Westchester.
Northern Westchester. All right. Yeah. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. I'm gonna put you on hold, and we're gonna see if I can find you somebody that can help you and get this done for you the right way. So don't go anywhere. We'll get that information. I hate hearing that kind of stuff where people are like, oh no, you know, I hired this guy and they came and did this, and you know they're trying to rip me off. I don't like that at all, and I want you always to call me and let me bounce that stuff off of me so I can tell you that. I mean, maybe there's a legitimate reason, but not just like, oh, it might crack. Well, then if I was that plumber, if that's my concern, I would say, ma'am, look, this is an older sink, and when I put this together, I can't guarantee that it won't go right, and there's a chance it cracks, but I'm going to do my best. And then if it cracks, at least you're setting the expectation of the person so that they know what's coming, not just a blanket statement. Well, let's just do a vanity. Instead of it being a $300 bill, it'll be a $3,000 bill. I don't like that whatsoever. Always call me, and I'm happy to help you navigate through that stuff.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, it's so exciting to hear you. You know, while I was waiting, some little voice told me you were really tall.
I am really tall. Right? Well, I mean, I don't know about really tall. I'm not like an NBA player, but I'm 6'3". That's pretty tall.
That's really tall.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Well, now, let me get right on to my problem. I have an aged pressure-treated decking all around my house. And 3 years ago, we covered it with a semi-transparent product. It was cedar-colored, and it was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. But now, 3 years later, it's coming off in places. And when I try to touch up those places, it doesn't match. It looks terrible.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know what to do. Pressure washing, I have a feeling, isn't going to take it all off. How will I fix it?
Okay, well, touching it up won't match because of just the fading, right? I mean, if it's been on there for 3 years, whatever color was there originally has faded. And if you still have some left in the bucket, that's going to be brighter. A couple things. At 3 years, you probably are ready to restain it anyway, and you don't need to get it all off if, in fact, it was a semi-transparent stain. Can you tell me the bucket that you were trying to touch it up with? Do you remember the name, the maker of the stain?
Valspar.
Okay. So, and it's a semi-transparent oil-based stain.
Yes.
Okay, so
I think it's oil based. It is.
It
definitely.
Should be, yeah.
Because I had to clean the brush with
mineral spirits, right?
Yeah.
The Valspar product, I believe, if memory serves me right, is a linseed oil based stain, which is great. Linseed oil is awesome. I would clean the deck, and this is key. You said it's aged, right? So what happens with wood?
Very old.
What happens with wood over time? Is that you get this, it almost atrophies a little bit, it almost petrifies, where you get this thing called wood sheen. And so on the flat surfaces of the deck that face up to the sky, it's a really good idea to lightly sand to open up the fibers of the wood.
Okay.
You don't have to go crazy. How big is this deck?
Well, I've got a lot of deck.
And are you
one part
are you
of the deck is all around my swimming pool.
Oh, okay.
And the rest is outside of my, I mean, it's just hundreds.
A lot.
Of
okay. And are you doing this, or are you having someone do this?
I do have a very wonderful helper who does come and do this.
Okay.
But I have to direct him.
Sure. So have this little helper, and if it's a large area, perhaps what would make the most sense is you can rent a pad sander that this person would stand behind, almost like when you go into the grocery store late at night and they're buffing the floors type of thing.
Uh-huh.
They have something like that. And all I need this person to do is just, after it's cleaned, go over the top of the deck to open up those fibers a little bit and then just brush it off or use a blower, whatever you might have. Then apply the linseed oil-based, if you want to use the same Valspar and you really liked how it looked, that's great.
Oh, it looks so great.
Brush that on and work it into the fibers of the deck and walk away. And, you're going to, especially with an older piece of wood like that, Dee Dee, 3 years is probably the max you're going to get out of this thing.
Uh-huh.
Especially around a pool, you get a lot of sunlight, right?
Yeah. We do, and well, the truth is, it's held up very well in some places, other places bad.
Sure.
So I really like that idea of the pad sander.
Well, it'll be much quicker for the person doing the work.
Yeah, we were considering pressure washing, but you know what? Pressure washing doesn't really take it off.
No.
So this
but
be
I mean, I'm not opposed to you doing both, right? Because we want it clean too. So in other words, maybe the best way to go is sand it, then hit it with the pressure washer to clean it, then when it dries, then stain it.
Okay. that sounds like a good project for spring. And I do appreciate your enthusiastic program. And
you're just
so much fun to listen to.
You're very kind. Thank you very much. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, bye bye. 877-213-4-LOU. You know, when I'm feeling low, I'm going to just replay that call. Right, I'm just going to listen to this. Look at how much people love me when my wife is yelling at me. She's not yelling at me right now. 877.
She will after the rejoin that I put together for you.
I'm going to play that later. When we come back. That's a good one. I found a good one of the great late Sam Kinison. There's probably people that don't remember Sam Kinison. Do you remember Sam Kinison? You don't. Well, he died in 1992, which is sad. Yeah, right. You were just a kid. 877-213-4-LOU is the phone number. Let's talk to Loanne is calling in this morning. Loanne, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Yes, you're breaking up. I need you to give me the telephone number for someone to do some tuck pointing.
Some tuck pointing?
On my chimney.
Oh, okay. Sure. Let me think about this. If I can get you a phone number, I'm gonna have Lindsay give you that phone number because she'll be able to get you the number to Lindemann Chimney. You can call them to come out and take it. That's a really good company to call, and they can certainly help you out with that as well. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Mary calling in. Hi, Mary. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. My front room has a lot of cracks in it. The family extended it back in the 1950s. They took down a porch and they extended the living room out. And I believe now it's sinking because now it's cracking where the two meet, the original house and where the front porch meets.
Okay. So the cracking, in other words, when you're in that room too, do you feel like it's kind of sinking?
I'm sorry?
When you're in that room, does it feel like it's kind of sinking as well?
Well, when I look outside, there's permastone on the house, and when I go outside and look, I can see that it's kind of slanted down into the ground a tad bit.
Okay. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
I do.
All right. I want you to call PermaSeal.
I already called them, and they told me they're not licensed for Chicago.
Oh, you're in the city. No, I'm sorry. They are not licensed in Chicago.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So you're
correct.
In Chicago. We got to get you somebody to come in there and do that for Chicago. Okay. What you're going to need is someone to come in and do either push piers or helical piers to jack that up. And here's what I want you to do. Go to the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI.org. And you're gonna plug in your zip code, and you're gonna put in, you know, you're gonna search for structural contractors, and specifically those that work in the city of Chicago. And it's a really good clearinghouse of very good contractors that work, throughout the different parts of the country. Actually, this is a nationwide website, so you can use it anywhere to find people to come in and work on the project. And that would be a good place to start to find somebody that works specifically in the city of Chicago. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4-LOU. This is Mary calling in this morning in Northbrook. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Lou. I listen to your program all the time, but I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for calling. How may I help you this morning, Mary?
Okay. About 18 years ago, when I moved into this house, I put in new concrete pathway on the side of the house. Above the pathway, there was already a step. So the problem is, after all these years, you know how they put in new concrete? They put a foam in between.
Mm-hmm.
That foam already disintegrated. So there's a big crack between the two, the older concrete and the pathway. And so what is the best way to fill that. We did try to fill the crack, but it just didn't work well.
Mm-hmm. Is the crack, when you look at it, Mary, is it generally consistently wide? Like, is it a half an inch wide, yes, or something like that?
Exactly, yes, okay. Wide.
And what did you try filling it with before?
Core, how do you spell it?
Core?
C-O-O-R?
Oh, okay. With a caulking, or did you try to put something in it?
Caulking.
Caulking. Okay.
Foam.
Foam.
My husband said that.
It's like a foam caulking.
He sprayed it with a foam that expanded.
I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that really is not the best thing to use there. Here's what I would do. I would take out all that foam, you know, using a screwdriver or a little, you know, even a chisel or something like that. And if you go to the hardware store or the home center, they will sell you something called expansion joint.
Expansion joint.
And it is a flat piece of material that's about 3/8 of an inch thick. It's a rectangle. It's probably about 24 to 30 inches long. It depends on the length. And you're going to dig out that space and you're going to tuck this in like you're putting a envelope inside of a mailbox type of thing, right? And you're going to, but you need to cut out that area. The whole idea behind the expansion is that as the concrete moves, it gets bigger and smaller, then the expansion joint it'll actually swell up a little bit over time and fill that gap. And then you just cut it with a razor knife. To fit it into that gap. But you need to get all that foam out of there first.
Go get hold of what? The foam?
You need to take the foam out. And then you're going to tuck this expansion joint inside there to fit in right along the top edge of it, and go from there. Thanks so much for the phone call. I want to see if I can get another call in here. This is Paula calling in from New York. Hey, Paula, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have rust stains in a white porcelain sink in a bathroom. Is there something I can do to get rid of it rather than get rid of the sink?
And is it an older sink that's kind of lost a little bit of its shine?
It's not used very often. It's a guest bathroom.
Got it.
But, yeah.
Are you familiar with a cleaner, like a kitchen cleanser cleaner called Barkeeper's Friend?
Yes, I do have it in my house.
It's my favorite cleaner ever. I love it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I brush my teeth with it. No, I really don't. Do not brush your teeth with it, people. I'm kidding. Although I bet my teeth would be white. I want you to get that area wet. And I want you to sprinkle a little of the Barkeeper's Friend over the top. And then using a Scotch-Brite pad, I want you in a circular motion, just take your time and scrub it all out, and it'll look brand new.
Wow, that's great. Thank you. Someone else had mentioned CLR.
Well, I mean, that could work too, but I think that in a sink, the problem with the CLR, and it is an awesome product, it's a liquid, and so, you know, you're going to have to hold it there. And with the paste, you know, what you can do is work it up. You know, you'll get it into like a little paste, and you'll work it there, and then let it sit there for 5 minutes or so, and then scrub it again, and then rinse it. And I bet you'll get it all nice and clean.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. I appreciate that. You know, it was funny. I was a 21-year-old kid, and the first time I used Barkeeper's Friend, I was a bartender. Right? So it was really like it was
meant to be.
Right.
Yes.
And then little did I know that years later I would be talking on the radio telling people about Barkeeper's Friend. It's, you know what it is? It's real. In other words, it's not like made up. I get no money for Barkeeper's Friend. I love having a container of that near me. I have it in every sink, under every sink. Works great. Barkeeper's Friend. 877-2134-LOU is our number. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Earlier this morning, I talked a little bit about kitchen style and how you can do just about anything. The other thing I want to talk about is the layout. You know the whole triangle thing? I never got into the triangle thing. I, you know, if you were, did you see the movie The Founder? Did you ever see the movie The Founder?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember how, and there's a scene in there where they like set up the kitchen. It's almost like a dance where you cook the burgers and you turn the burgers and the guy squirts the ketchup and that whole thing. Okay. Well, if you're doing that, then the layout of the kitchen really does matter. But the fact is you want it to look really good and it makes a lot of sense. Here's the thing with the oven there. Oh, the oven's got to be right there. Really? When you put stuff in the oven, are you standing there looking at it? No, you're doing other stuff. So if you want to put the oven on the other side of the kitchen somewhere that isn't part of the triangle, that's okay. Trust me, it'll be okay.
Thanks, Lou.
You're not the thanks. Thanks, Lou. Now I can put the kitchen anywhere.
Glad we got that off our chest.
Right, exactly. We're broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. I will have you know that I have just changed. You know how you can customize your ringtones to different people?
Yes.
Right? So like that. When Lindsay calls me, it's a Britney Spears song, right?
That's it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When Don calls me, it's Grateful Dead.
Sweet.
What?
Right?
Love it.
Yeah. Isn't you didn't know. Do you like not know me? Right? When my wife calls me, it's Fleetwood Mac the Chain. and now when Joe calls me, this is going to be my ringtone. Every time Joe calls, because he's now the new host of the Blackhawks. Pre-game, intermission, and post-game. The problem is, Joe, I like this song so much that I don't think I'll pick up.
That's what I was just going to say.
It is a good one.
Oh, hey, who's calling? Oh, just let it play.
I need to
just keep letting it play.
I'll get back to him later.
Yeah, right. I can't believe you didn't know it was the Britney song that plays when you call is Toxic.
Oh, thanks.
I was wondering if it was crazy.
What the song was? Crazy? Yeah, yeah. It could be.
What about Don's? Why is Don? Wait, are you a deadhead?
I don't know.
I just kind of went with it. It came off the top of my head right here.
Okay. Well, no, Lou, that's very, very sweet and very poetic. A little bit more poetic than Lindsay's comparison to what I was to this group. Something about me being. Do you want to explain it before?
What was it? Did we miss all this?
It was in the group text when I looked at the schedule and I realized, oh, this is my last Saturday coming up. It was nice. I won't lie.
We're grateful for the time. You know, we were so happy to spend the time with you that we did. And I said, actually, I feel like that's what you say about a dead dog sometimes, but...
So this is the same eulogy as the family dog passing away.
Right.
So run free with your puppy pals.
No dead dogs get the Blackhawks theme song at their funeral.
Remember, all dogs go to heaven.
Yes.
Right? That's right. So that's good, right? Trying to help you out here, Lindsay. Trying
to help
you out.
I know. It didn't come out.
Right, and then later on, Don, aren't you my Bitcoin expert?
I can be. I don't know about an expert, but I do.
But you know a little bit about the cryptocurrency, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like to look at that. I think it's fun and different.
Okay. Later on today, I need to have a conversation with all of us about something that I'm hearing on WGN that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It airs on the John Williams Wintrust Business Lunch. They talk about Bitcoin stuff.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I gotta formulate my ideas before then. We'll talk more with Joe coming up a little bit later.
You should change Don's song to Money by Pink Floyd.
Oh, yep.
Not bad.
That's another good song that you might not want to answer the phone, though.
Yeah, right. I would just keep going. That'd bring me back to my freshman year of college. 877-2134-LOU. Let's take a quick call here before we take a break. This is Peter in Queens. Hey, Peter.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning. How may I help you?
I have a question about the window. I have a window. It's the vinyl window. But the top shoots down if I open up the lock on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So
is that can come clean, fix windows, or is it an easy thing to try to do myself?
Well, so that's probably a broken balancer, or the window itself has come off the balancer. So, do you know if both of those windows tilt in?
Yeah, they tilt in.
Okay, so tilt in the bottom one, pull the top one down. grab it by, you know, when it's at a 90 degree angle, grab it and then kind of turn it like you're taking it out of the window. So you're going to pull one side up and then it's going to come out. There's two little pins at the bottom of that window sash, and you're going to slide those into the balancers. It could be that it popped out of one of the balancers. There's two little slots on springs. And if you reline those back up, you may be able to fix it yourself. If not, we have a sponsor in New York, the folks over at Windorama, that could definitely help you with this. And either they could send out a technician to repair it, or, you know, they may tell you that you need a new window. Who knows? It just might be that you do, depending on the age. But chances are, if you pop that window out and put it back in with those two little pins, it'll line up and work out just fine. Thanks so much for the phone call. And we've talked a lot about different things that you can do when it comes to remodeling your home, but the heart of it is still the kitchen, a place that you can go to help you create your dream kitchen is Alexander Lumber. Joining me on the phone line right now is Ted Huseman, who is the cabinet sales manager over at Alexander Lumber. Ted, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. And I want to thank you for having us on today and being a part of your show.
Oh my gosh, we're so happy that you're here, because one of the things, before we get into kitchen design and talking about different things, I think that this is interesting in the fact that Alexander Lumber has been around for 130 years, and you have stores in Chicagoland, Central Illinois, and Wisconsin. And can people go to any one of those locations to get help with their kitchens?
They sure can, Lou. You know, we've been a part of Chicagoland, like you said, for 130 years. And, you know, dealing with countertops, kitchen cabinets, that's been a huge part of what we do. You know, most people know us for our lumber and our windows, but kitchen cabinets is a huge part of our business.
Yeah, it's kind of a common misconception, right? When you think about a lumber yard, we're like, well, I'm not going to buy 2x4s and you know, fence posts. Why would I go there for a kitchen? But you guys have very up-to-date showrooms with the latest cabinetry and hardware and things that people could really create anything that they want.
Well, we do keep our showrooms up to date, you know, with the latest door styles and colors and trends. So, yeah, it is a great place to start, to stop in, and, you know, to look at what we have and, you know, to meet our designers.
Right. That is such a critical part of it, right? It's not just about having the right products for people to see, but I know that you have a bunch of designers with a lot of experience who are constantly updating themselves on the latest trends and helping to make suggestions to people, right?
Well, yeah, our designers do have that trained eye to help you with styles and colors. Many have an interior design background, so, you know, they can actually, you know, help you get into those ideas and questions and, you know, those things that are part of every design.
Right. Ted, when it comes to kitchens, you know, I've known a lot of kitchen designers over the years, and one of the things that, you know, is a kind of a reoccurring theme is that, you know, you can do a little bit of a different style in a kitchen that may not, you know, be as married to the rest of the home, because it is such a, you know, a unique space. And really now, you know, with so many options out there, you can really, I mean, the it seems like the sky's the limit when it comes to design and what you can put together.
Well, we have partnered up with Master Brand Cabinets, and they are the largest manufacturer in North America. They have so many products from entry level to that unique custom design look that you're trying to get. And with the options of what's trending now with paints, those are huge. Just adding more colors, you know, to that palette.
Exactly what you just said about budget, right? I mean, certainly, you know, a kitchen remodel can be expensive, but at Alexander Lumber, you do offer different price points for people to, depending on what their budget may be, to try and make it as affordable as possible, right?
Our lines are competitive, so really we can fit any budget. Great design solutions, that are out there in all of our lines that can help with any design.
Now, if someone comes to talk with one of your designers about doing a kitchen, Ted, is this something where you can help them kind of throughout the whole process, the design, even like coordinating for countertops and even make suggestions with that?
Well, when you work with us, you're dealing with one designer from the start to the finish. So they're going to coordinate everything for you as far as deliveries and everything that you need for the whole project.
That's awesome. One of the challenges I know with a lot of construction and remodeling has been lead times for materials. But with your relationship with the cabinet company, your lead times are not overly extended, right?
That's right, Lou. You know, with the industry the way it is, lead times have gone out, but we have lines that are right in there to that 4 to 6 weeks, which is still a very good, you know, lead time for a project. So yes, we do have those lower lead times, you know, as well.
That's great. We did our kitchen several years ago, and one of the things that, you know, and here I was a builder for many, many years, I was amazed at all of the new options that exist when it comes to storage and organization in a kitchen. Can you talk about maybe a few of those things that maybe people aren't aware of?
Well, MasterBrand is a part of the Arthritis Foundation, and they have so many products that make it easy to get to those stored items.
Wow.
Just keeping it organized, keeping it convenient. For instance, if we design for an elderly person, keeping those heavy dishes down low where it's easy for them to get to. You know, just things like that, you know, are so many ways.
Right. And then now, you know, obviously we're still navigating, you know, whether it's in person or you also, I would imagine, are open for people coming into your showrooms to see them. But do you also offer some level of, I guess, touchless or a consultation via like a Zoom or a video conference just to get things started?
We do, and you can start that just by calling in, talking to one of our designers. We can do an in-home visit via Zoom, but we certainly will do you know, free consultations to go into your home, as well as, you know, to give you some ideas to complement, you know, your ideas.
Right. I think the sky's the limit, and certainly Alexander Lumber has a lot to offer. Ted Huseman is the cabinet sales manager over at Alexander Lumber. Ted, how do they get a hold of you folks if they'd like to schedule a consultation or find one of your locations to come to the showroom?
They can go on our website. That is alexlbr.com. That's alexlbr.com.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I really do appreciate it, and I hope lots of people contact you to talk about their new kitchen.
That would be great. Thank you, Lou.
You got it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. I'm not necessarily the best loader of the dishwasher. Like, I drive my wife crazy because maybe I don't. But she will put everything in the dishwasher, and I will take it out. Like, she'll make a big thing of the, have you ever made the Ghirardelli dark chocolate brownies?
No, but I've eaten them before.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. And she'll have this giant bowl that she makes them in, and then she'll put that giant bowl in the dishwasher. Well, it takes up a ton of space. I will go and take that out of there because I love to do dishes by hand. I just do. I don't know. There's something cathartic about it.
Do you put gloves on when you do those?
No.
Oh, just you just barehand it?
Dude, have you ever seen my hands?
Like a
There's
savage.
Not gloves that fit my hands. Where fair. Joe and Lindsay have the tiny little heads, I have giant hands. And there's not a lot of glove. Gloves?
Fair. Oh, no. I just, you know, there's
Do you
debris.
Put gloves on?
Yeah, there's debris that comes off the dishes, man. So it's
really?
I like the therapy of it. But yes.
Okay, so you like doing the dishes, but you put gloves on. But yes. Now are you a germaphobe?
No, I don't think. I mean, it's possible, but I don't think so.
Do you have multiple?
But you're not like,
pairs?
You don't go grab like a doorknob going like, oh, that's gross. No. Somebody touched the doorknob.
No, definitely not.
Do you have multiple pairs of gloves or do you just have the same one?
Just the one, really. And I think we need to replace it because it's kind of getting holy.
That's what I was wondering.
Wait, just the one, like one glove like Michael Jackson or you have two gloves?
There's one glove like Michael Jackson.
Wait, really?
No, there's two.
Yeah. Learning a lot.
It
right?
really wouldn't help out, I don't think, with one.
Right. Gloves. Lindsay, gloves? Now, I could see, like, if you had a manicure, you know, like if you just got your manicure, I mean, even a man, I don't want to be so presumptuous, right. Anybody with a manicure, you wouldn't want to chip your nails if you were doing the dishes, but do you wear gloves? Do a
I don't,
lot
because
of people
I
wear
put
gloves
them all in the... I put them all in the dishwasher.
You're like my wife. Right. So yeah. I love doing dishes. Let's get back to the Noodaloo 2, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. When you need a new ride, you need a new Chevy. This is a game changer when it comes to doing your dishes.
Show of hands, who loves to do the dishes? I think it's safe to say, Lou, you are the only one raising your hand right now. But whether you do like to do the dishes or you don't like to do the dishes, if you eat off those dishes ain't gonna clean themselves. And for those dishes you can't stick into the dishwasher, or maybe you don't have a dishwasher, you've gotta hand wash them and then let them air dry, which can clutter up your countertops. This weekend's new Tulu 2 will save space, clear the clutter, and dry your dishes all in one. The Kraus Multipurpose Roll-Up Dish Drying Rack is a versatile and essential kitchen accessory that sports a sharp look with endless uses. It comes packaged all rolled up, kind of like a dish rack burrito. You just roll it over the sink to air dry dishes and even produce if you want, or use it as a rinsing rack to wash fruits and vegetables with minimal mess because the water drips directly into the sink without leaving puddles on the kitchen counter. It's made of stainless steel, 400-degree heat-safe construction, which also makes it an excellent trivet to support hot cookware and protect your counters from blistering pots and pans. The Kraus roll-up mat is coated with a soft BPA-free silicone that protects delicate glassware from damage and can handle heavy cookware supporting up to 40 pounds without wobbling or bending. And when not in use, the convenient roll-up design keeps your counters in perfect order. The Kraus roll-up dish drying rack is available in a range of colors to blend in with your kitchen decor and rings in at a reasonable cost of about $25. For more information, visit HouseSmartsRadio.com.
That's this week's Noodaloo.
I don't want one of them. I want two of them. I think they're so cool. And I love the dish rack burrito. That is like the best imagery ever, right? It's a dish rack, then it's a burrito. And you put it away. Look at that. You are not getting radio like this up and down the dial. I promise you. You go anywhere else. No one today will say the words dish rack burrito. Well done. If you'd like to see it in action, go to housesmartsradio.com and you'll see it there and information on how you can get there as well. You keep throwing the numbers up and I keep forgetting. What line two is whom? Really? 877-213-4-LOU. Is this Roberta?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Roberta.
Hi. I have two problems. Glass block window that's cracked, and the front of it is gone completely. The inside is still there. Okay. I have no idea who to get to fix it or to replace it.
You know, the problem with a glass block window is it's not that you can't replace it, but, you know, they're made like a window. So that whole panel that you see of glass block is put together, and they put a metal band around it, and then they fill in the gaps with grout, and that's what you see. They do make replacement blocks where they could cut that out. You're on the northwest side of Chicago, Roberta?
Yes.
There's a company in Niles called Imperial Glass Block.
Okay.
Now they make glass block windows, and I think they install them as well. They've been around for a long time, and They work all over Chicagoland. They may offer a service to replace one block for you, but you'd, uh-huh. you'd have to ask them. Imperial Glass Block in Niles.
Okay.
And you had a second question?
Yes. The front door, the wood door, has a panel in the front that in the winter you put the glass in the summer you put the screen. And right down that middle, the whole door is kind of white.
Down the middle. Oh, you mean from fading?
I think from the sun.
Okay. And it is a wood-finished door? In other words, yes. It's stained?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, it could be that it's time to restain it, right? That the fading has occurred, that when that glass is in there, you know, you get that heat gain in there, and you probably need a painting contractor or somebody to come and sand the door down, restain it. And then my recommendation is that they put what's called a spar varnish on it to protect it from the UV as much as possible.
Okay. And I just go to the Ace Hardware and find somebody?
Well, you could, but with a painting contractor to do something like that, it probably the best way to go is, if you have a pen or a pencil, write down this website, nari.org, nari.org. And that is the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. And you could plug in your zip code and find a painting contractor that is, you know, in the area that could possibly help you with that. Appreciate the phone call. Hey, how about our next caller gets a House Smarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling. Whether you're renovating your kitchen or bathroom, Cobblestone Remodeling's team of award-winning designers can help create your vision. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. We're going to send that hat out to Mary, who's in Niles. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you?
We, for a variety of reasons, we need to raise our garage and then pour a new cement floor. And I can't find anybody that can do that for us.
For a variety of reasons, meaning that the garage, so is it a attached garage or detached garage?
It's a detached garage, and the grade of the alley is higher now since they resurfaced it than our garage. So I'm getting 3 feet of water, or, you know, in 3 feet into my garage of water.
Mm.
And my husband's truck won't fit in it, so I need to raise it.
Well, is your husband's truck going to... Wait, so raising it isn't going to change the size of the door?
Correct.
So how's...
You can add on to the door.
You're going to make the door bigger?
Yes, we're going to make the door taller.
Which means you have to redo the header.
From what we've seen online on Google, they actually raise it and add it to the bottom, not to the top.
Okay.
They add the space on the bottom.
Right.
But I can't find it.
And this is no disrespect to the hillbillies in the world, but that is hillbilly 101 right there. So the thing is when you add it, you would have to, in order to do that, you would have to raise the door an entire panel. Okay. So we're talking about raising the garage by a good foot and a half, maybe even, probably a foot and a half to put a garage panel that would match on the bottom.
Right.
But the other problem is that pivot point where you would add that what's basically called a knee wall underneath there structurally is not the it would be close to building a new garage to do all of what you're saying.
Well, the only thing is that we won't be able to build a whole new garage because our old one is grandfathered in. Because
it's bigger?
And they wouldn't let us, put back what we already have.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, because otherwise I would be. This is a tough one.
I'm not a fan of what you're trying to do from a structural standpoint. Raising the garage. I don't know who you're going to get to do something like that, because that is just a highly specialized thing to. I mean, you will spend a fortune doing this, because the city, you're in Niles, will require you to have some kind of permit to do this. So they're going to you basically need like a house mover to raise it up, then hold it in place. Then you need a concrete contractor like an Andreas and Sons to come and break out all the concrete, pour a new slab while the thing is elevated up above like Aladdin, and then you need a carpentry contractor to come and build a knee wall and support it so it holds that up. Then you need a garage company to come and add a panel to your old door on the bottom to get you where you're at. And by the time we get all done doing that, I bet you've spent $15,000 or $20,000.
Okay, then I guess my husband is not going to be happy, and we're going to have to take down the old one.
I mean, that would be cheaper, and it would be better overall. I mean, if I'm adding up all the numbers of everything that has to happen here, you'd spend $20,000 on that thing in a drop of a hat. There's got to be a way for you to get a variance in the fact that the city raised the alley and they're kind of forcing your hand here. I would go down that path and say, look, you guys are making me do this and you got to allow me and I bet you would be successful getting some type of variance there. That's what I would try to do. I appreciate the phone call. Hey, today's Kitchen Remodeling Show is sponsored by Alexander Lumber, your one-stop shop for all your professional building material needs. 7:49 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hey, Lou, can you hear me?
I can. Good morning. What do you got going on in the background there? Are you doing the dishes?
Good morning, Lou.
Are you doing the dishes?
Easy. No, easy question for you. Water heater. Pilot goes out. I got it lit, but there's a little water at the base of the water heater. So it's managing to stay lit. So what? Don't even chance it, just replace it? Or should I try to? I read something about there could be pressure buildup, try to get through that. Or should I try to even flush it out like you're supposed to do every couple years?
How old is this heater?
What's your opinion?
How old is this heater?
2009. I've been in the house 2000.
Yeah,
for 5 years, and the pilot's never gone out on me.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if it's the average heater lasts about 10 years, and if you're seeing water at the base of it, then you have, you know, I mean, it could be condensation, you know, from a buildup of high humidity level in the, is it in a basement?
It's in the basement. It's in a good area. It's a tile floor, and it's got a lip on it, so if it does go into a strong leak, it's somewhat protected right by the drain, but still, you don't want to see that happen, you know.
Are you gonna have someone do this, or are you gonna do this yourself?
No, I did one about 10 years ago. It's not that hard. I'll use some shark bite coupling.
Sure.
So.
If it were me with that age, I would just plan on it, find a good deal on a water heater. Remember that all water heaters are made by like 3 different manufacturers, right? So it's either A.O. Smith, Bradford White, or Rheem, and all these other, for the vast majority of tank water heaters, if they have a different name on them, they're made by one of those manufacturers, and you'll be fine. And I would plan on it. That way it's not a disaster like when you're going to work and you're not out of, you know, out of hot water.
Do you think I should try to flush it out like you're supposed to do every year? I did it once 2 years ago, but I've been neglecting that.
I mean, you can, but the leaking probably, that'll have nothing to do with it. And the only other thing is that what can happen when you don't regularly flush it is that little, that silcock at the bottom, when you open it, sometimes it doesn't seal back up if there's a lot of rust down there.
Gotcha. Yeah, you confirm my thoughts. I just thought I'd get a professional's opinion.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and I hope you have good luck with that project as well. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. By the way, today's Kitchen Remodel Show is sponsored by Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Schedule at WGNClean.com. I was driving down 94 by the airport, and I was coming back from our Villa Park store, and the traffic right there, it's kind of a curve there, we're near the Oasis, it completely stopped. And as I'm going, creeping in the car, I notice on the side of the road is a giant roll of carpeting, like wrapped in plastic, like on the shoulder. And so I'm looking at this, and I mean, I'm inching by this giant roll of carpeting, like that somebody was going to install it at somebody's house. And of course, my mind wonders, like, I wonder what kind of carpeting that is. Like, that's my head, you know, like, what color is it? You know, because I'm, is it a Berber? Is it a, you know, is it a deep shag? Is it a wool? Like, all this is going through my mind. And as I'm creeping, then I see in the center lane, I see the lights, the party lights from the state police. And I see the other roll of carpeting in the center lane, right? 94 right there is three lanes. Maybe it's four. And in the center lane, there's the carpeting completely dead center in the lane, like parallel with the lane. With a Kia Soul on top of it, straddling it like it was riding it like a pony, with the wheels off of the ground.
Oh my God, that's so dangerous.
I had never seen anything like that in my...
No.
So obviously somebody's going to a job with the carpeting going, hey Jim, where's the carpeting? Because it's on the road. And this poor person in this car, like, rode up on top of it, and it was like a turtle on a log. That's what it looked like. With the feet up off the thing. Hopefully nobody was hurt. I mean, the car wasn't smashed or anything. It was like somebody just dropped it on top of it. How about that? Be careful out there, people. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
The Wildcats hit the road for the first time today when they travel to Durham to meet the Duke Blue Devils. Dave Edit joins Ted Albrecht and me for the pregame at 2:30, the kickoff at 3. Chicago's Big Ten team plays here. WGN.
Hi, it's Lou Manfredini for the Gilkey Window Company. What I continue to appreciate about Gilkey year after year is the fact that they're a family-owned manufacturer and sell their windows directly to homeowners. So there are never any middleman markups, which allows Gilkey to build a better, more energy-efficient window and patio door at an exceptional value. And it allows you to reap the savings. Right now, get $1,000 off 5 windows or more, $2,500 off 10 windows or more, $700 off patio and entry doors. Gilkey also has no money down financing plans. You can visit one of their spectacular showrooms in Chicago Ridge, open Monday through Saturday, or in Palatine, open 7 days a week, even Sunday. To learn more or to set up a free no-obligation in-home estimate, give Gilkey a call at 888-3-GILKEY. 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or go to Gilkey.com. Choose vinyl or choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey.
When the temperatures go up, 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 or the temperatures go down, down, down.
Free furnaces, free air conditioners.
What's this crazy talk from my husband, Dick Hochschild, owner of American Weathermakers?
I was just making the point, Elizabeth, that I hear so many ridiculous offers.
You're right. At American Weathermakers, we don't need misleading offers. We have the best service and honest pricing on the top furnace and air conditioner brands every day.
While other companies shout about low prices and free giveaways, American Weathermakers has quietly become the best heating and air conditioning.
By the way, today's Kitchen Remodel Show is sponsored by Alexander Lumber, your one-stop shop for all your professional building material needs. And just an aside, if the Alexander Lumber people are listening, they should have Steve Alexander be their spokesperson.
Oh,
you're so smart.
Right?
Look at you.
Steve Alexander for Alexander Lumber, right?
This makes sense.
Throwing that out there. Okay, real quick, because I hear those boys, the men. And by the way, Joe, don't forget to take a picture of your last day on the radio with us, because you sent a picture of your first day on the radio with us.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And so we want to compare, you know how, like, when you see someone that runs for president, they show them over the years and how they get more gray? I want to see if that's the case with you.
You want to see how much I've aged?
Facial hair, for sure. Job.
Facial hair, for sure. Okay, Don Clevin, you're our Bitcoin expert.
All right. That's
okay, here we go. First of all, I don't know how I feel about Bitcoin, because I don't necessarily know what I can do with it yet, but I do know that there's a lot of businesses now that are starting to take Bitcoin as a form of payment.
Yes, and countries too, like El Salvador a couple of weeks ago legalized it as tenure and kind of made a lot of noise.
Really? So, John, you know, hosts that Wintrust Business Lunch, and there's some company that has, and this I find very interesting, a Bitcoin ATM.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to understand, because a Bitcoin, right, is not like, it isn't, because the value of Bitcoin is pretty high, right? In other words, in the world of the cryptocurrency, it isn't like I can go buy a candy bar with a Bitcoin. Oh, right. Here's a Bitcoin. I'd like a Snickers.
Well, right. Not yet, anyway. I think one of the things with crypto in general is that the hope is that one day the technology will be ubiquitous enough that you would be able to use a coin of some kind to exchange for something like a candy bar.
So one of the things that I find very interesting, and this is, again, an observation, is that this ad that runs on John's show, which is they talk about these ATMs, and then they're soliciting like, hey, maybe you own a convenience store or like a hardware store. I own a couple hardware stores. And you could be a candidate to host a Bitcoin ATM in your store, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of an interesting thing. But this is what I find very interesting. So it's all about love. You know, we joke about this. Lindsay does too sometimes. We love to talk about small companies and feature them with this big, you know, 50,000 watt blowtorch that is WGN. And anytime you see a small company that can do a really nice job and gets the word out, I think is definitely worth talking about for sure. We'll have that conversation after this report of WGN Radio News. Kelly, good morning. Welcome back.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, we've been fortunate enough to be hearing about executive green carpet cleaning now for quite some time. I do want people to know, and maybe you can, you know, enlighten us all, that you guys are this small family-owned company. And one of our super salespeople, Kevin McDonough, found you down on the South Side and somehow convinced you to come on to WGN Radio. And it's been a really good move for you and your business.
Yes, exactly. We love Kevin, first of all. We had a horrible experience previously with being on the radio, a different station. And we were very, very hesitant when Kevin was reaching out to us. And, you know, he called this one last time. He's like, you know, I'm not going to bug you anymore. This is the last voicemail I'm leaving. you know, if you're interested, reach out to me and we'll talk. And, you know, me and my dad were like, you know, maybe we should just call him and see. And so we called him and, you know, the rest is history. So,
well, and what is it?
It's been great for us, honestly.
That's so nice. And I know I set you up a little bit for that, but the whole reason I set you up for that is that, you know, most of the listeners hear the people like myself talking on the air and you know, whether it's John Williams or Bob Surratt or Anna DeVlantis, you name it, Steve Burchan, all the different people that are on the air. But we have such great people behind the scenes that take good care of our clients. But also, what I love most about your story is that you're a company that's been around for a very long time. You're doing a really good business because you're doing really good work. And then now we get a chance to, you know, tell more people about you and what you're able to do. And with all that experience, you have a bunch of do's and don'ts when it comes to people taking care of their surfaces in their home.
Yeah, yes, yes. We've been around for about 30 years. And over the years, you learn a lot. And we, you know, perfected our systems. And we have just quick pointers for the listeners that may not, you know with their floors in their home, what's good and what's bad,
right?
What's good to clean with, what you don't want to clean with. And so we just have created a little guideline here.
Let's talk a little bit. I mean, obviously, carpet cleaning is in your name. You're so much more than that. But let's talk about some of the do's when it comes to carpet cleaning.
Okay, so first of all, something that's extremely important for a do for carpet cleaning would be vacuuming regularly. You really want to have daily vacuums for especially the traffic areas in the home, just making sure you're collecting all that dirt and debris on a daily basis. That's going to be a really important factor for the perseverance of the fibers of the carpet.
Mm. Now, if anybody has carpeting, they've obviously stained it or spilled something on it. And you even kind of break down the spills into kind of two different kinds of things because it can matter, right?
Yes, it can. So in order to get the results you're looking for, a general guideline that we have for any organic type of stains, natural-based stains in your home would be just simply using hydrogen peroxide. It's the little brown bottle that you can find pretty much in any store. It's easy to get to. Just pour some of that on the stain, spray it on the stain, and you don't even have to do anything. You just let it sit, let it work its magic as it dries. That's a good tip for organic, natural-based stains.
All right, now wait, when we're talking organic, are we talking about like, I dropped a tomato, or the dog had an accident? Would that be kind of organic?
Right. For example, coffee comes from a bean. You know, that's a natural thing.
Sure.
Same thing with the urine, you know, the throw up, all that kind of stuff.
Good morning. Wine, good morning, everybody.
You know?
No, I mean, okay, so that's good. Hydrogen peroxide. What about for general spills?
Any type of general spills, dirt, you know, more stuff like that. If you would just want to blot with a white cotton towel, absorb anything that you can, blotting. You don't want to rub it or, you know, no hard abrasions. We don't want to damage fibers. But you want to blot with a white cotton towel to just absorb as much as you can.
All right. Now, what about don'ts when it comes to carpeting?
All right. So for carpet, the don'ts, stay away from the soapy spot cleaners. So one way to tell, if you just spray some in your hand, rub your fingers or rub your hands together really well. If it turns kind of white or, you know, sometimes you could just feel the residue.
Yeah.
It's not good to put in your carpet. A lot of people resort to these types of cleaners, and it's just not good to have all that residue in there. It will also attract dirt.
Mm. I know that one of the other, you know, you talk about how you do a lot of cleaning. You'll pick up like oriental rugs and things like that. Upholstery. I think upholstery is one of those things that people pay no attention to. And the and if you ever go and clean it, you will be completely grossed out as how dirty that stuff is.
Yeah, you don't realize it. And same thing, I think, with mattresses. That's something that we don't see on every ticket. Or, you know, every single day, but that's also something you're laying in the beds every single day, and with the upholstery too. You're sitting on these pieces every single day, and you don't realize sometimes how much dirt it's collecting.
Mm.
Carpet and furniture, it's like a filter, so you just have to make sure you clean that out and maintain it.
You do, obviously, carpet upholstery. You also do hard surface cleaning as well. Talk to me about that process, like if it was a hardwood floor or a tile floor. How do you come in and take care of that?
So we do hardwood, we do tile, we can do some vinyls, laminates, but it really depends on what it is with the process that we will do. So same with the carpet cleaning. We'll use our truck mounted system. We have a really good process set up for each individual need of, you know, the hard surfaces as well. There's not one set way of doing it. So kind of what we'll do is assess the situation, what you have, what your concerns are, and kind of go about it that way.
Mm.
So there's not one set process.
Sure.
But, you know, we analyze each situation to figure out what the best way to go
right,
about it.
Right. I know that, you know, you've talked about on hard surface flooring, and there's a lot of people with grandmothers that are not happy about the fact that you don't want people to use vinegar on their floors.
I'm
the same way. But I remember when you started, in some of your ads, I thought, oh boy, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be like, my grandmother told me to use vinegar. And
it's
right?
Yes.
It's great for your salad and your salad dressing, but not for your floors.
Yes. And there's a reason, though. So we say, you know, vinegar damages the polyurethane. So it's an acidic product, and you don't really want to use acids. So that's why vinegar, we would say, is a no-no. It's a don't.
I've always been intrigued by the fact that you, and somehow, and maybe it, I know that, you know, your dad started the business and he's been doing it a very long time, and then your whole family got involved, and he recognized, and, you know, I've talked to other people in the, within the industries that use water as part of their cleaning products, and people don't recognize the fact that the actual water, like whatever the solution is that anyone uses, mm-hmm. if the water quality is not good, you can't guarantee right. that the cleaning process will work. And you guys go that right. extra step where you actually bring the filtered water so that you know you get the best results.
Exactly, yes. We make sure that we always use purified deionized water. We are never reusing the water. Some people will ask, you know, are you using this in the same house before as me? And the answer is no. It's always fresh at every single job. We have a controlled sense of what the water is. We, you know, fill up the trucks every single day, and we have this big tank that holds the water throughout the day. So it will never get recycled. And it is an extremely important part of our process as well, because we know exactly what we are using. So it's, you know, part of that process. It's a formulated process that we've perfected that, you know, there's no what ifs. There's no what is the water quality.
Right.
We know exactly what we're using.
Well, I am super happy to hear that you're busy, that you're getting great response. I mean, on a personal level, you know, I own some rental properties and we've been doing business together for a number of years, and I have been nothing but impressed every time your crew show up. They're in, they're out. The stuff looks amazing, and you know, even the process of the drying time is way less than if you went and rented a machine yourself or even went with another service. So that just gets people up and running so much more quickly. So we're coming into the holidays, and, you know, hopefully this is a season where we'll be able to have some family members and entertain again. So it's probably a great time to be sooner than later to contact you folks. If they want to have you schedule to come and do any kind of cleaning on the surfaces in their homes, how do people get a hold of you?
Great. If you want to get a hold of us, you can reach us at phone number 630-990-8600, or you can go on our website, executivegreencarpetcleaning.com or WGNclean.com. They'll get you to the same place, and you can email us as well. And something that I did want to mention before we go
sure.
here is, because we said a don't for the wood would be, you know, no acidic products, no vinegar. But
right.
what we would say for tile and wood, something good to do at home would just be to kind of clean up any debris using mop, vacuum. You could sweep and bring out the old dustpan, and just maintain it with a good neutral product. You want to stay at 7 on the pH scale.
Right.
And honestly, I know you can find a good neutral floor cleaner at any Ace Hardware store. you know, so I just want to throw that out there. I know you can go to Ace and get this as well. People don't know where to turn to all the time.
Right, right.
So I want to throw that out there. That's a good tip for how you can maintain wood and tile.
Awesome. Kelly Mickley is one of the Mickley family members from
yes.
Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. WGNclean.com will get you to their website as well. Kelly, thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Kim calling in from Hampshire. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you today?
Great. What's going on?
Okay, so about 10 years ago, my mom painted her truck's deck, and it's been blistering ever since. Last week, I took the power washer because I washed the spindles, which are plastic, and I did half about the deck. And some of the paint is still there, and then when I swept it up, afterwards, it looks like I have some deck dust. So I wanted to know, one, how to get the rest of the paint off or any of the paint stuff, and did I damage it?
So she painted her. Is this a older Trex deck?
I would say it's probably about 15 to 20 years old.
Okay. And it's not only on the deck, but it's on the railing, too?
No, the railings are plastic, thank goodness. They're a different type of material.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I think what I would probably try is, and one other question, how big is this deck?
It's not exactly rectangular, but I'm going to say it's maybe about, 10 by 15 and then a little bit area over.
Okay. All right. So it's not gigantic. So I want you to buy a gallon of something called citrus strip. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It's a citrus-based paint stripper. And in one section, I want you to paint a little bit of this on and probably leave it there for about a half an hour. And it should start to blister up the rest of that paint. And then go with the pressure washer and see if you can blow it all off of there. Okay?
Okay. And I've got some lilac bushes around there.
Well, that's a problem. So with the lilac brushes, what you're probably going to do is you're going to have to pre-wet them and then also cover them with some type of like a blue or brown tarp just to keep any overspray from it.
Okay.
I mean, it's involved, but this is not a simple project to do. Then if this is all successful, okay, like you work in sections and you get all this paint off, Rust-Oleum makes a synthetic deck restoration finish. I think it's called Rust-Oleum Deck Restore or something like that. It's almost like a stain, but it's waterborne and it gets absorbed into the Trex decking, and you can get it in different shades. And so, like, if your mother's deck was gray or brown in its tinge originally, you can enhance the color. I think it's like Deck Enhance or something, Synthetic Deck Enhance by Rust-Oleum. I'll get the name for you. But that's what I would use to try and bring the color back.
Okay. And is that permanent, that Deck Enhance, or is that an ongoing, like every year?
I wouldn't say permanent, but it's a few years, right? That it'll definitely fade over time, but you'll probably get 2 or 3 years out of it.
Okay, that's why she said she painted it. She said it wasn't good. I'm like, oh, that was.
Yeah, the painting's tough. It might be, I think it might be under their Rock Solid line, and I believe it's called a synthetic deck resurfacer.
Okay. All right.
If you go to rustoleum.com and look under their products, you can find it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. We'll give that a try.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. We're broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio, House Smarts Radio, with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be right back. And your kitchen remodeling show today is sponsored by Alexander Lumber, your one-stop shop for all your professional building material needs. And Joe Brand, we're going to say goodbye to you at the end of this broadcast. When is your first broadcast for the Chicago Blackhawks?
Well, the first preseason game is Wednesday, September 29th, so it'll be that.
Wow, that's good. And then I think you mentioned to me, are you going to be at the United Center? Or I know that, some of the protocols and stuff have changed. What's the plan?
I will be at the United Center for the home games, and I'll be here at the station for the road games. And that's honestly whoever's had this role, that's been the protocol in the past, too.
Do you get to sit by the big button at all, like the horn button?
I don't think so, no. And I'm not quite sure if they're still just using one big button. It'd be pretty cool if they did, but
what? Just like one big button, right there. I missed that.
There's one person that's the button presser, and that's their only job.
Are you serious?
No, I'm totally kidding.
Well, who is it? Cool. It's got to be somebody.
I'm sure it's a lot of things. I'm pretty sure it's an NHL official that has to do the actual, not the horn, but the light.
Because
sometimes that light will go off, but the horn won't go off, because I think the light is the official signal to the people on the ice that a goal has been scored.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that we are, you know, we were, I was trying to, you know, we were getting different people to audition for the, to his replacement, right? And we thought for sure it was going to be this guy.
Dennis Bergkamp, Dennis
Remember
Bergkamp,
this guy?
Dennis Bergkamp, let the ball on! Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp!
But what I found out after receiving this tape,
it's hard.
This guy died of a heart attack right after this broadcast.
Oh, jeez. Really is gasping for air.
Oh, there. Joe's calling. Wait, Joe's calling me. Hold on. Joe, we're talking in the air. Hang up the phone.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
There we go. He butt-dialed me. So anyway, but the very talented Andy Mazur will be joining us on Saturday morning, so we're very excited about that. Andy is a consummate
pro. He's a little
pro.
More chill than that guy. I like it.
What's that?
Yeah, Andy's a little more chill than
Andy's a little more chill. Guy. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right.
Not a screamer. Although,
I was going to say, I don't know if he'll bring that enthusiasm, but I don't know if you want that enthusiasm Saturday morning.
No, it's Saturday morning.
We want to keep people, we want to get people up and going.
Yeah, so. You don't want to scare them, though.
Yeah.
I'm down with Andy.
So we're going to post, we have a before and before and after picture of Joe Brand. I'm going to post on my Facebook page.
Oh, great.
He started broadcasting with us early in March of 2018. And I got to tell you, you don't look a lot different other than the Burt Reynolds mustache you're sporting right now.
I look a little less tired than I was 3 years ago.
Yeah, you're sleeping more. That's good.
Two better hours.
Right.
Right.
Better time management exactly. with my sleep.
Time management with your sleep. So that's good. Well, we will definitely we'll talk throughout the morning, but we just have an hour left with you today. So, I know that made mention to me that your folks and your mother in particular was always very happy that you were on the show, and I know that she's very proud to know where you're going on the Hawks, and I just want you to know what an honor it is for me to work with such a fine young talent like yourself, and I only wish you the very best as you embark on the next chapter in your career, and I know that you're going to hit it out of the park.
Well, that's very sweet of you. When I first got this position, I just thought, okay, an opportunity to be on the air and do some sports updates and just show that I can handle being on the air. And this position just became so much more. It's just been so fun to work with absolutely everybody on this show. On the show that followed, whether it was John Williams, whether it's David Hochberg. And I mean, like I said, I saw it as an opportunity to just get on the air, and I didn't realize how much fun it would be, the chemistry of on air that, we would develop, all of us and everyone else that has come on, and just the friends that I've made. It's very cool, and it's very surreal, and I appreciate all the kind words, but right back at you.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Love you. You're going to do great. And don't worry. It's all going to work out just fine. Oh, there he is. He's butt dialing me again. Hang up the phone.
All right. Well, can you answer this time then?
No. Okay. I'm very busy. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. And this just in, a text message just rolled in from our friend Doc Emmerich talking about hockey. He says that the ceremonial horn in the upper box is operated by a man named Horn.
Come on.
Get out of here.
Doc Emmerich just texted that to me. Why would I question the man?
It's amazing.
True,
it's
you boring. Don't question
I have so right? many questions, but I believe it.
I believe it, right. I'm going with that as real news right there.
Yep.
There you go.
Print it.
I love it.
Print it. Book it. We're booking. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's get a quick phone call in here and go to the phone calls right now and talk with Marilyn, who is in Park Ridge. Hi. Oh, hold on. Let's get there. Marilyn, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Marilyn? I don't know that it's Marilyn. Who's this? I got somebody. Paul, I'm going to go with Paul. Franklin, I got all kinds of names. It's like Romper Room, right? They're listening. All right, let's try one more here. Let's try, I think this might be, is this Paul in Indiana? Hey, Paul.
Hey, Lou, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on? How may I help you?
Good. So I installed a new vanity with a new Kohler sink, and the old vanity had no problems draining, but the new vanity, and the P trap's clean, brand new P trap. The drain is all clean. I took it apart several times, but when you run the sink, it'll start filling up. You can hear it fill up, and then it'll fill up with 3 or 4 cups, and then drain really, really slow.
Is your new vanity sink, does it not have an overflow on it?
It does have an overflow on it.
Okay. And your new vanity sink with the pop-up, if you take the pop-up that's there now, what kind of clearance do you have between that and the rim of the shoe of the drain? You understand what I'm saying?
So it's about... So the drain where it goes into the wall and the peat
no.
level.
No, not that, thing. Not that. In other words, so when I'm looking in the sink, right, I've got the pop-up that I can go up and down if I wanted to fill the sink, right? If I was going to fill up the sink, I would pull that lever behind the faucet, right, and it would close the drain in the sink, correct?
So this type of Kohler brand is just a push down. You just push it down and it locks in, so it doesn't have the pop up.
Okay, that push down. That's exactly. This is what's happening. You're getting like a little. That needs to be adjusted. There's a shaft on that push up to raise that pop up, because what I think is happening is you're sheeting the water, and that's what's causing it not to. Drain as quickly. So we need to increase the gap of the pop-up so it drains better.
That is the best advice I've heard. I've been Googling this and trying to find it, and everything I find is saying that, you know, the drain's clogged, and I'm like, it's not clogged. So,
the Google is great for your when you're like looking up things like who wrote the book The Wizard of Oz, but it's not always the answer to end all when it comes to this kind of stuff.
So what's interesting, though, is maybe for your other listeners, is I did send an inquiry to Kohler and explain the problem, and all they tried to sell me was some drain cleaner. So, yeah.
Well, do me a favor.
Like,
fix.
That's not the problem.
Try adjusting that.
Yeah.
There should be an adjustment on it. You probably have to take the pop-up off, and there's probably like a brass threaded rod with a retaining nut to bring that up a little bit, and then I bet you solve the problem.
All right, great. Thank you very much, Lou.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate you calling. Google 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568, 921 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back. The affirmation that we all need, us delicate creatives here, you know, we need everybody to tell us how great we are. Oh, Lindsay, you're so pretty.
Yeah, if we don't get a compliment within like an hour, we start to
question ourselves.
Oh, yeah, we're
out. That's it. We're calling HR.
It's in the writer.
877-213. Oh, the other thing too, Joe, when you get over there to the Hawks thing, we will assume that you will get a few like rejoins from some Hawks players for us, like with your recorder. Hey, can you just say, okay. Hey, I'm Jonathan Taves, and you're listening to Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Right.
Right.
Something like, when my stick breaks, I listen
right,
to
right.
Mr.
I use
Fix.
Duct tape that Lou Manfredini provided me
yes.
with.
Yes.
Right? All of yes. that. Right.
And,
right. And I want, and I really want like the,
tickets.
What? I,
and tickets.
And tickets? Yeah. Mm. And tickets. Right. Then that's when he says, who?
Well, Lindsay, why don't you just ask Doc?
You're right. Yeah. He probably has like, he can probably get tickets to any game he wants. 877-21, as he should. 877-213-4LOU. This is Gordon calling in from Park Ridge. Hi, Gordon. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Well, sir, how may I help you?
Well, I have, but I think it's a fairly common brass hot cold fixture at a wash tub, and it's about 18 years old. Hot cold, one on each side, two levers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fairly substantial brass fixture. I cannot break the hot side fitting to replace the washer. I've used penetrating oil, crescent wrenches, pipe wrenches, vice grips, channel locks.
We need some heat. We need some heat. Do you have a little? Do you have a like a little propane torch?
I can certainly get one. Do I want to heat the fixture or do I want to heat the fitting?
The fitting. So take the I mean, you're going to replace the stem? Is that what you're going to replace?
Well, I'm just going to replace the washer, but for some reason, it won't break.
Yeah. It's not uncommon, but what I would do is if you get a hold of a little propane torch and just heat it up, it's pretty hot on the end of that thing, right? So be careful, but you're probably going to put some concentration on at least 3/4 of it, like go back and forth. Be careful. What's the sink made of? Is it plastic or concrete?
I'm sorry.
The sink itself, what's that made of?
It's iron, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. So you don't have to worry about melting anything. And so spend a good, maybe 3 to 4 minutes with the torch, and then carefully grab that crescent wrench and then hold the body of the faucet itself and then give it a little pop. And I bet that once you put some heat on that brass, it'll expand and you'll be able to do it.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Hey, when we come back, Lindsay mentioned it in the beginning, we're going to talk with the folks over at DuPage Credit Union. Coming to do your kitchen and whatever it is when it comes to remodeling, you need money to do that as well. And I've always been a big fan of credit unions because they exist for their members. And I think you'll be surprised at how easy it is to become a member of the DuPage Credit Union. That is coming up right after this report of WGN Radio News. Room additions, and you need a new roof, and maybe you're going to build a deck or whatever. Maybe you want to build a whole entire house. There's one thing in common that you need, and that's money. Joining me on the phone line is Sue Welsh, who is the Senior Vice President of Residential Lending and Organizational Sales over at the DuPage Credit Union. Sue, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you so much for letting me join you and your listeners today.
Oh, that's
I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah, it's really fun to have you on there because I guess let's start with a brief history and a little bit of an overview about DuPage Credit Union.
I'd love to. I'll tell you what, there are three things I really love to talk about. My children, DuPage Credit Union, and mortgages. I'll spare you guys the proud mother moment.
Well, we could talk about your kids if you want. That's just up to you.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll catch them later because they are pretty cool.
Okay.
Anyway, DuPage Credit Union is a full-service financial institution, and it's different because we're member-owned and we're not-for-profit. And our credit union has been around for 66 years, which is even longer than me. We offer everything. So we have checking, savings, credit cards, auto loans, personal loans, and then, of course, the nuts and bolts of doing our houses over is going to be our home equity and our mortgage loans. And, like I said, we're full service.
Well, now, when you say member-owned, in other words, are you open to people becoming members?
We love new members.
Got it.
So, we love them. Membership piece, real easy to get in. If you live or work in DuPage, DeKalb, Kane, Kendall, Lake, Wilt, or McHenry counties, if you attend school in DuPage, if you have an immediate family member that lives in any of those counties that wants to be a member, and or if you're a part of our select employee group.
There's huge advantages with credit unions when it comes to customers, right? In other words, you all are able to do things that traditional lending institutions can't do, and many times, and you please correct me if I'm wrong, but many times some of the fees and things that people pay are way less expensive.
Absolutely. So being a member-owned not-for-profit, our profits that we would generate always get sent back to our members, and that comes in the form of reduced fees or lower interest rates, whether it be on a credit card, a car loan, a mortgage loan, a home equity.
Yeah.
So, we are fully focused on that.
We're in the midst of, historically low interest rates, along with a historic rise in equity in people's homes, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Great time to tap into that equity.
Yeah. You talk a little bit about maybe a cash-out refinance or even first mortgage options.
So, I'd love to, since we're kind of talking about the whole kitchen remodel, your listeners can do just what my neighbor and good friend Laura did, who recently got a cash out refinance, will go up to 80% of the equity in your property. She used that for a kitchen remodel. And many times right now, because of these historic low rates, the rate is lower than the rate you currently have on your mortgage.
Yeah.
As well, we've seen this, you know, really historic raise in value for homes. So people actually have more equity to tap into.
And I think people may be surprised, right? I mean, just on a personal level, we have a son who just a year ago bought a condominium, and it was recently appraised a year later, and the value went up. I mean, he was very surprised, and I think a lot of people would be surprised as this hot market that we're hearing about, where there's not a ton of inventory on the marketplace for buying, just tends to drive the value of the current properties up.
You bet. Supply and demand. This has been a great year for home values, and it's still a real historic low year for interest rates.
So that equity, that increased equity, really kind of translates right into your ability to help people with home equity or second mortgage options, right?
Absolutely. Here at DuPage Credit Union, we have multiple equity products available. We have your traditional variable rates, just your home equity loan, or we have a flex equity program, which starts out fixed and then becomes a variable. We have three different fixed products for those people that just like to know exactly what their payment's going to be every single month. And some of our equities will even go up to 90% of that home's value. So you can even get more money if it's a really big remodel.
Tell me a little bit about what a future value equity product is. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Okay, so this is probably one of our most famous loans, or, you know, relatively famous, and one of my favorites. Yeah, because we get to see the construction specs for people's remodels. What it is we will actually lend up to 90% on the future value from an appraiser of what your property will look like. So if you're putting in that new kitchen and they say, hey, with this new kitchen, your value is going to go up $45,000, we will lend up to 90% of that additional $45,000.
Wow.
On that appraised value.
That's
so it's like a mini construction loan.
Yeah, that's amazing because, you know, so much of, I mean, you know, historically, how many times have we heard about, oh, you know, kitchens and bathrooms, you know, best place to put your money, you'll get, you know, X amount of percentage out of whatever dollar you spend. But at the credit union with that type of lending product, you're actually basically putting your money where your mouth is, right? Saying, hey, yeah, if you do this kitchen, the value we see in the neighborhood and what this house is going to be worth is X, and we'll lend you that money.
Correct. And you know what? That gives that borrower an advantage, or a member at that point, because they've joined, the advantage of knowing what they are actually going to get in value out of this rehab or remodel.
Wow. That is so cool. I've always been a big fan of credit unions. I think that, you know, they may have had this long time ago, had this, and no offense, but a kind of a stodgy reputation. But you guys are cutting edge. And the whole fact that you put the profits back to your members, it's really like a no-brainer for people to become a member of DuPage Credit Union if they, in fact, qualify. Although it sounds like there's pretty much anybody can figure out how to get in there.
Right. We try to make it that way. I think, you know, being a credit union is one of the things that just really differentiates us as a financial institution. We are laser focused on our community and on our members and the experience that they get with us, as well as their financial fitness.
Right.
That's, you know, really important.
That's awesome. Sue, how do people get a hold of you folks over at DuPage Credit Union if they want to learn more about, A, becoming a member and potentially talking about, you know, some type of refinancing, first or second mortgage, or this super cool future equity product, which I think is really neat?
Yeah, it's a good one, right? It's famous. you know what? All you have to do is visit our website at www.dupagecu.com. Or you can give us a call at 1-800-323-7000. 2611, and one of our team members will be happy to walk you through it.
Sue Welsh is the Senior Vice President of Residential Lending and Organizational Sales. That title goes around the back of the business card, so you need to flip it over to see the whole thing. This is really this is really great information, and we're so happy to have you part of our kitchen show and helping people make their dreams come true. That's awesome.
Great. Thank you. We love to make dreams come true.
That's awesome. Have a great morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. WGN. 30 years ago, Dave Rampage started Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, putting quality and customer experience above everything else. Today, Dave's daughter Kelly and son Scott uphold those same values. They're a trustworthy family of dedicated carpet cleaners who never take shortcuts. They work hard, really hard. They'll thoroughly scrub your carpet and show you what clean really looks like. Call now. Get three rooms spark clean for just $149. Call 630-990-8600. Kelly's ready to assist you now. Or schedule online at WGNClean.com. Hello, Audrey. I hear you, Audrey.
Hello?
Hi there. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello? Can you hear me, Lou?
100%. We hear you loud and clear.
Actually, I have a two-part question. I had a laminate countertop installed recently. It's 14 feet long, and it had to be seamed at the factory. And the seaming at the backsplash is kind of noticeable, and I'm wondering what can be done to fix that. And also, when the contractor installed it, there's anywhere from a 3/8 inch to a 1/2 inch gap between the backsplash and the wall.
Well, the gap behind the wall can certainly be, you know, I'm not sure if it's just straight on the wall. If that's as flush back as it can go, you're probably either going to have to do some type of trim on top of the backsplash to kind of blend it all in. It probably sounds too big to caulk it, but a piece of trim there that could finish it off would probably make the most sense. As far as the noticeableness of the factory seam, they may be able to put some colored caulking in there that matches the color of the top to blend that in.
Mm-hmm. Because actually, Lou, the seaming on the countertop itself is just perfect, but as you get up towards the backsplash, which is all one piece, it gets a little more noticeable.
Right. I mean, it shouldn't be. The seam that you see on the face of, you know, on the horizontal portion of the countertop, that should be consistent all the way up. I mean, you know, I think that you have a couple of choices here. If you had this professionally installed, you absolutely could ask them about that and say, this is unacceptable, you know, that this shouldn't look this way, and they should either offer to replace it, or they may be able to mask it somehow, but then potentially offer you some sort of discount for that.
Right. I agree. And Lou, getting back to that trim on the backsplash, does that have to be painted then? Because I'm going to be having the walls painted.
Is the backsplash just drywall, or are you going to add any tile?
I'm just going to have it painted. I'm not going to have any tile or anything.
Then the piece of trim would be painted, correct? And more than likely, you'd paint that the color of the wall to blend in. And, you know, the countertop, when it comes to a laminate countertop, there's not a ton of flexibility as far as how it fits into the wall. If the wall is not, you know, straight and flat, sometimes you can get some variation in there. They can sometimes actually dig into the wall at one end to kind of bridge the gap so it isn't as big, but 3/8 of an inch is too much to caulk. And so, yes, the trim would be painted to match and the wall. And once it's all blended in and caulked, I think that you won't find it to be offensive whatsoever. I would talk to them about that factory seaming and why that is not consistent all the way up to the splash, because it should be. Thanks so much for the phone call. We're going to send that hat out to Susan, who's in Normal. Hi, Susan. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, good morning. I want to tell you, I start my Saturdays off with coffee and Lou.
That's so very nice. Thank you.
Anyway, I learn a lot. My question is, I have a very sloped driveway, and in the wintertime, it's hard to get down to my mailbox or shovel, but I need to know how to change the slope if possible. I don't know who to call, someone, a general contractor or someone that does concrete.
Well, I mean, for you, it's going to be, some asphalt or driveway contractor that can come and regrade the space and see if they can do that so it's not so difficult, or maybe even put some steps there that can get you where you need to go. Thank you so much for the phone call. We are out of time. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. And we'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio. Stay safe, everyone.